You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We have Maya Darlington and Abby Fleur here coming through to have a korero about the founding of Bloom Art and Music Space, as well as the opening gig, which is happening this Hature Saturday. Good morning to both of you. How are we doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm pretty chill. How are you, Maya?
I'm good. I'm very nervous.
You're groovy. You're feeling great. How was it navigating navigating yourselves here to the studio? Was it relatively easy?
Exciting. We're so excited to speak about the space and share it with the community.
Cool. It wasn't hard to find Radio 1 though.
Oh, it's so cozy. Easy.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Because like some people I have to like call them when they get near the building.
Famous location, bro. Famous.
I'd say. Our first question though, how were your bloody holidays? You know, we're recently recovering from having to go back to work. How were your festivities over the season?
Very creative and busy, hardworking, eh? Setting up a lot of things for the space, pursuing all of our other noodly, massive, creative dreams that we're working on, yeah.
Cool. Do you go anywhere else, so like outside of Dunedin for your holidays?
No.
Stayed put?
Yeah.
Maya was holding the fort. I was up at Om Festival Auckland, yeah, helping coordinate the visual arts up there.
It was beautiful.
We had a lot of muralists, a lot of interactive sculptures and things that we're trying to slowly invite down to Otupoti now that we have some exciting plans.
More venues, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Bloom is an experimental art music space, but you guys are also doing some yoga and like sound bowl relaxation stuff this week. So I really got to ask, like, what's the raison d'être, as the French would say, of Bloom?
The reason for being. Just to blossom, to nourish all of our amazing talent in Otupoti. We have some amazing spaces functioning here already, which, you know, they come and they go and hopefully they stay for a very long time. That's our goal. To just have that grassroots spring up, like creativity will spring up if there's a place, and we're already seeing that with a huge groundswell of support of people that want a space, need a space. Art, music, yoga, dance, therapeutic. The potential is limitless, actually.
What about you, Maya? You're the founder, correct?
Kind of. Me and my mum together, you just met her.
Oh, yes. Very lovely person.
Yeah, we wanted it to be a place for, like, new artists and established artists to, like, come together and...
In harmony.
Learn and grow, yes, in harmony. we've got a lot of art school graduates putting stuff up to sell. They just graduated. My friend Billy, who you also
shout know. Out to old mate Billy Banks.
Yeah, shout out.
Let's get a shout out over here.
Like my friend Oscar, he's a printmaker. He's putting art up in there. But we've also got Motoko Kikawa.
Oh, yo!
She's got some
absolute
art
legend.
Up, so yeah, bring money. Come buy art at Eclectia on Saturday.
It is a fundraiser, so everything is going directly into the space right now, so we're really hoping to get a little bit of putea from the community and get some of our amazing hardworking artists to just get a little bit of koha. There's going to be food, there's going to be beautiful kai for everyone, beautiful atmosphere. It's an incredible space, so yeah, come check it out.
Hell yeah. Well, I want to know, you know, how long did this place go from blossoming into blooming? How long have you all been sort of working on putting this place together? Has it been a time span of a few months, a couple months, 1 month?
It's very new. I met some of the guys like about 2 weeks ago and then the next day I was like coming up with the name but like my mum has been thinking about it for a while because we've just kind of got access to this space and we've known about it for a while and been thinking what are we going to do in there but the actual coming together, like, for this gig and everything starting is just the past, like, couple weeks, basically.
It's been a wild ride.
For sure, yeah.
Mm.
Very exciting.
Man, that's awesome. From yours and Moray Place, you know, to the newer wave of amazing high school talents in our music community, to now bloom, I was going to say blossom for a second, that's not right. You know, what makes Otupoti such a real hotbed for DIY creative activity?
Such a good question, because we are very special. I feel like we're one of the nation's best kept secrets down here.
Eh? Yeah, like, us and Palmy North, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you know, you know. Yeah. I mean, the cold contributes, as we all know, mm-hmm. like the uni and a few of those institutions, you mm-hmm. know, for all the pros and cons, they do contribute to like holding some beautiful people around this space. And people are just full of inspiration and art, hey, it's just flowing.
Mm.
Yeah, so give it spaces and come together and celebrate that, eh?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. The location is somewhat random, I might say. It's located at 150 E Kaikonai Valley Road. I was wondering, why this spot?
It's just where we happened to fall into, basically.
Yeah. True.
Like, this space was available.
Yeah.
And
probably
huge
relatively
and awesome.
Low cost as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
probably yeah. compared to town, but we, yeah.
It's a. Yeah.
It's a bit.
It's a hard world
tight.
Out there, as everybody
Everyone's
knows.
Everyone's going
to
make a buck.
Yeah, we're
know?
Trying to survive, but we're trying to survive in beautiful, creative ways. And it's a beautiful space and it's a mysterious location. So,
yes.
You know, if you find it, you get a prize.
Yeah. Well, it's very industrial that from what I've seen online. You know, do you guys have any plans to zhuzh it up, or is it going to, like, you're going to keep that sort of industrial vibe? To maximize some kind of like Berlin-esque art output.
Oh, amen.
Well, right now we have not any money. Basically, everything we're doing is kind of like everyone's volunteering.
Yeah.
We're using all the equipment from the bands who are in the same building, but not in the same space. Like everyone's been putting all this like time and effort and like equipment into it, and we haven't been able to pay them. So the reason that this is a fundraiser. Is so we can, like, afford to make it better, like, make it more of a real thing. And pay all of our artists and musicians who are at the moment doing this all for free.
And the dreams and possibilities are so big and rich, you know, with everybody's beautiful ideas that deserves to, have an audience and be introduced and for other people to come join. It's very collaborative model, so... Yeah, fundraiser. We have possibly a boosted campaign in the pipeline.
Very cool.
We have a Patreon. We have all kinds of long-term ideas and commitments that we're very excited about.
Maybe talks with the council?
Oh, yeah,
you
could
know?
Be.
Creative New Zealand?
Definitely. No, definitely. That's in process, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, heck yeah. Why am I swearing?
Yeah.
Jesus. There's a really exciting gig happening on this Saturday, which is sort of like the big flagship launch event for Bloom. It's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. with, I think 17 musical acts. There's also an art opening that night. How are you feeling about 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. That's a massive 17 musical acts. That's a massive night.
Pumped, dude. Totally pumped.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Got a little coffee brewing.
We've got the right people on board. Yeah, we've got the food. We've got the self-care and the community care. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're really looking out for each other and for everyone that walks in the door. It's an experimental space. And the creative community is invited to come and be a part of that. Yeah, for this very special opening night, which is, be there, I reckon. Cool.
We're also doing a clothes swap.
Oh, dope.
On the same night, so bring your clothes.
Bring your stuff. You know, we love to accumulate and cycle through resources, you know, that we're all about that kind of waste management in life and using old materials for art. It's like a huge part of the DIY scene, use what we can get our hands on and make something very interesting out of it.
Nice. I respect that so much. Now, while your place is a little remote, I guess that we've got to figure out some really good directions to get there. So I want to know, what's the best way people can travel to Bloom?
The 55 bus, to Brockville just goes straight past there. Yeah, so it's about a minute's drive past the subway and lovely takeaways down on that Kaikorai Valley corner. Mm-hmm. So not far down at all. It's right next to Ellis Park, the rugby ground there, behind Baby on the Move, fabulous local shop, and a few other car yards and things like that. Yeah, you can check our Instagram. It's at Bloom_Dunedin. We've got a lot of...
Bloom Dunedin.
Oh my God,
Bloom
it's bringing misinformation. Right here. Holy heck.
Again, mysterious. If you find it, you get a prize.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate both of your time. I want to know, do you have any last thoughts, words, opinions, considerations, lovely words you'd like to leave our listeners with here on the program?
It's all about the love, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep making. Yeah.
Yeah, come to our gig on Saturday. That's what I have to
say. Yeah, do what you love. Mm-hmm. Pursue your dreams. Yeah,
buy
care for
art.
Each other. Yeah.
Mean. I love all those things. Well, thank you very much, gang.
Thank you, Zach. Awesome.
Thank you. Folks, that was Maya Darlington and Abby Fleur from Bloom coming on to talk about the founding of the Art and Music Space, which is located 150 E Kaikorai Valley Road. They've got a gig on this Saturday. Starts at 11 a.m. Features 17 different musical acts. And you can find all of those musical acts on their Instagram, Bloom_Dunedin. Coming up very soon at 9:45, we do indeed have Clowning Around. But first things first, we're going to play some of the acts who are playing at the opening Bloom gig later this week. So here is Kira Wallace with Your Surface Settles. We'll see you before Clowning Around. Mā te wā.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.